Disc 5.
His embarrassment aside, Webster was overjoyed to see his friend's return. "You know everybody in the battalion by sight," he wrote, "if not by name, and you feel like part of a big family. You are closer to these men than you will ever be to any civilians." He applied for a transfer back to E Company, because with HQ Company he had been an ammunition carrier most of the time, had fired his machine gun only once in Normandy, and "I craved action. I wanted to get the war over with. I wanted to fight as a rifleman in a line company." He became a member of 1st Platoon. Webster's attitude was, as he wrote his parents, "I am living on borrowed time. I do not think I shall live through the next jump. If I don't come back, try not to take it too hard. I wish I could persuade you to regard death as casually as we do over here. In the heat of battle, you expect casualties. You expect somebody to be killed, and you are not surprised when a friend is machine-gunned in the face. You have to keep going. It's not like civilian life, where sudden death is so unexpected." When his mother wrote to express her considerable alarm at this attitude, and her worries about his younger brother who had just joined the paratroopers, Webster was blunt in his reply. "Would you prefer for somebody else's son to die in the mud? You want us to win the war, but you apparently don't want to have your sons involved in the actual bloodshed. That's a strangely contradictory attitude. Somebody has to get in and kill the enemy. Somebody has to be in the infantry and the paratroops. If the country all had your attitude, nobody would fight. Everybody would be in the quartermaster. And what kind of a country would that be?" Lipton felt that when men are in combat, the inevitability of it takes over. They are there. There is nothing they can do to change that, so they accept it. They immediately become callous to the smell of death, the bodies, the destruction, the killing, the danger. Enemy bodies and wounded don't affect them. Their own wounded and the bodies of their dead friends make only a brief impression. And in that impression is a fleeting feeling of triumph or accomplishment that it was not them. "Thank God it was him and not me," is a common feeling to many combat soldiers when their comrades fall. Later, it can produce guilt feelings. There is still work to be done, a war to be won, and they think about that. Once out of the line, back in the rest camp, Lipton goes on, they begin to think